لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وبعد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most pure, perfect and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, and that Allah Azza wa Jal furthermore has bestowed His compassion upon us by making us in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final and the most virtuous of all ummas to come to this earth. And amongst the blessings that we enjoy on account of being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is this great day, leader of all days of the week. And we have this extremely precious and blessed Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ramadan emanate from the words Ramdhaning with intensity. Possible reasons for the month being named as such that because of the severity of hunger sometimes there is a burning sensation. But a very appropriate meaning is that the Mubarak month of Ramadan, just as fire burns away impurities from gold, iron, etc., the perfect opportunity to have our sins shed, our sins completely burnt away by Allah Azza wa Jal. A month of immense blessings wherein the rizq and sustenance of a believer is multiplied manifold. Smell from the mouth of a fasting person more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than the fragrant, sweet smell of musk. Every day a special garden is decorated in Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala announces that very soon my servants will cast aside all difficulties, trials and tribulations of the dunya and come to you to enjoy the favors forever and ever. The creation of Allah Ta'ala, so much so that even the fish in the depths of the ocean make dua for those who are fasting in the ummah of Allah's Habib Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And last night of Ramadan, complete forgiveness. A person gets a blanket amnesty that every single sin of the past life is forgiven, that a person comes out like a newborn baby. And that is why our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the opportunities are ample in the month of Ramadan to gain forgiveness, said Ameen when Jibreel alayhi salam said, woe be to that person who finds the perfect opportunity of the month of Ramadan and yet even then cannot get oneself forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen to these words, as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ash-Shaqi, the truly unfortunate person, the wretched person is the one who cannot gain the mercy of Allah Ta'ala even in this great month when it comes down like torrential rains. So we summarize 6 special actions that we adhere to in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, that inshallah if we adhere to them with ikhlas, sincerity, will be a means of drawing the mercy, the forgiveness, the many promises of the month of Ramadan. Number one and synonymous and most important amal of Ramadan, fasting, as-sawm. Fasting literally means to refrain, to abstain, technically to stay away from food, drink, cohabitation, which are normally halal, from the period of Subah Sadiq until sunset, with the specific niyyah and intention of fasting. So this fasting, a very special ibadah, so special it is and so immense in its rewards, that Allah Azza wa Jal will personally give its reward and recompensate on the day of Qiyamah. It is a protective shield, forever protection from the fire of Jahannam. But very important that fasting is much more than staying away from food and drink. The objective of Ramadan and fasting, Allah Ta'ala emphatically says, Tattaqoon, that you bring alive the quality of taqwa, that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala that inspires us to obey all of Allah's commands, and very closely linked to the meaning of taqwa, which means to refrain, to stay away, to accustom ourselves to stay away from haram. It is not just food and drink that we stay away, Our eyes fast from looking at haram. The tongue, especially control of the tongue, the many sins of the tongue, especially ghibat, backbiting, degrading, humiliating, speaking ill of others, the tongue fasts from all of these. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in explaining that fast is more than staying away from food and drink, it means abstaining from that which is the displeasure of Allah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when you are fasting, then do not utter words which are lewd or immodest, do not quarrel and argue. And even if somebody else picks an argument with you, then say, Inni sa'im, inni sa'im. I am restraining myself, I am fasting. And this is the perfect training ground for taqwa. Second, tilawat of the Quran Azim, love, attachment to the Quran Azim. Now one is the Taraweeh Salah at night, 20 rakat, sunnah mu'akkada, emphasize sunnah, two sunnahs as far as Taraweeh, 20 rakats of salah every night, and to also listen to the Quran Sharif in its entirety, Khatmul Quran Kareem. Over and above that, to try and dedicate as much time as possible to tilawat of Quran Azim. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the month of Ramadan. In the last Ramadan, two readings of whatever Quran had been revealed up to that stage. Our pious predecessors, every precious minute they would dedicate it to as much tilawat of Quran Azim as possible. Then we fathom personalities, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam al-Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, 60, 61 khatams in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is also number 3, Shahrul Muwasat, the month that teaches us sympathy, compassion, respect for the less fortunate, to beautify our akhlaq, our character. With that, it is Shahrul Sabr, subduing our desires, controlling and curbing one's anger, controlling one's temptations. And in this regard, compassion, sympathy for the creation of Allah Ta'ala, an action strongly emphasizes to feed as many people as possible, and especially a very Mubarak action to feed at the time of iftar. One who gives a fasting person something to eat, drink at the time of iftar. 3 promises: forgiveness of our sins, emancipation from Jahannam, and getting the reward together with the reward of our own fast, the full reward of the fast one had given to eat or drink at the time of iftar. Number 4, a month wherein we resort to excessive dua, because there are so many opportune moments of duas being accepted. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that for the fasting people in this month, every day and every night, at least one dua is guaranteed acceptance. One of those people whose duas are never ever rejected by Allah Ta'ala, as-sa'imu hatta yuftir, a fasting person throughout the whole day of fast, one of those whose duas are not rejected is the fasting person. Another opportune moment, at the time of iftar when breaking fast, duas are readily accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, so abundant dua. Number 5, to exert ourselves in all of these and other actions as best as possible, for good deeds are multiplied manifold. A farad is multiplied 70 times in its reward, therefore opportune time also to take out our zakah, a cleansing, a purification, a barakah in our wealth. And optional non-farad deeds, sunnah and nafil, is multiplied in its reward to the level of a farad. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that show Allah good from your side, because Allah ta'ala bayo means boast to the angels. And lastly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages 4 things to do, and together with exerting, obviously, we exempt of Ramadan, but especially the last 10 days in search of Laylatul Qadr. And lastly, number 6, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to do 4 things in abundance. 2, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, will gain you the direct pleasure of Allah: abundant recitation of La ilaha illallah and abundant istighfar. And 2 are such, you have no alternative but to beg Allah Ta'ala for it abundantly, where you ask Allah excessively for Jannah and abundantly seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from Jahannam. So these 4 things, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'alullah al-jannah, wa a'udhu billahi minan nar. So to summarize the 6 important amal and actions: fasting with its due rites, tilawat of Quran Kareem, reverence for the Taraweeh, Salah, the Quran Azim, month of sympathy, compassion for Allah Ta'ala's servants, month of excessive dua, month of exerting ourselves, and 4 actions that we try and do abundantly. Now, one other great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally was extremely generous, like a fast-blowing wind. But in the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would peak in his generosity. And especially at the time of reading Quran Azim to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, would be when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be at his most generous. So open up our hearts, rewards are multiplied manifold, and we have this great, great golden opportunity of giving to a very noble cause, the house of Allah Ta'ala. This is our masjid, alhamdulillah, what a perfect opportunity. We know in recent times, with the pandemic, lockdowns, etc., resources are restrained. Also, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we have purchased the property opposite the masjid, so a lot of the reserves have been dedicated there towards that direction. So there is a need, inshallah. Let us open up our hearts, dig deep into our pockets. It is our masjid, our community. Whatever we spend on the house of Allah, for Allah's pleasure, from halal wealth, let us remember any good that is done in this masjid, when we do it with ikhlas, the spending, we will have a share in the rewards of all the good that emanate. So inshallah, in the various forms, the collection that takes place after Jumu'ah, the banking details are there, the credit card machine is there, debit orders, a great, great golden opportunity. Words cannot encapsulate what a noble, what an honor it is to spend on the house of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Azza wa Jal, give me all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها الناس قد وصلكم شهر عظيم مبارك شهر رمضان الذي يزاد فيه في رزق المؤمن قال الله عز وجل في عظمة هذا الشهر شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وأهم عبادات رمضان الصوم أمرنا الله عز وجل بهذا قائلا وقد بين مع ذلك قصد الصوم وهي حصول التقوى قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وهو شهر المواساة من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار وكان له مثل أجر من يطعم عند الإفطار وهو شهر الصبر والصبر ثوابه الجنة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين، خصوصا على أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وامثنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم سلم لأمة محمد عليه وسلم رمضانا متقبلا. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والبلاء، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.